people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy has offered a challenging college preparatory education
for 60 years.
With over 500 graduates, we have maintained a 100% college acceptance rate. Over 90% of our students earn acceptance to their first choice of college or university, and over the past 5 years, our students have earned over $10 million in scholarship offers. Our students are creating a legacy. Come, be a part of our family and create your own legacy today. To learn more, visit us at oakmountain.us.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. I'm your host today, Sarah Claudia Kane. I hope everybody is having a wonderful start to your Wednesday so far. I hope you're staying warm out there. It is cold. But we're so excited today. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and we are feeling extra thankful this morning. We're thankful for the bravery and the strength of our three guests here this morning, and we're thankful for God's amazing healing power. Today, we have Sergeant Rob Holloway, his wife Stephanie, and Chief of Police Joel Richards with us. On April 12th, Sergeant Rob Holloway was shot in the line of duty during a high-speed chase that went through Carrollton. Two other officers were also injured, and today he's with us to share about his amazing journey and road to recovery. So thank you all so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I know that all three of you have different perspectives about April 12th, different things that you remember. So I want to take a moment just for each of you to share kind of what you remember from that morning. And we'll start with Chief Richards.
I remember it very clearly. It was 4:30 in the morning. I got a phone call. I looked at my phone and it's Zach Pruitt. Zach's a Georgia State trooper that used to work with us, myself and Rob. And answered it and he said, Rob's been shot. Turn on your radio. And I think I immediately went into shock. Turned my radio on. The first person I called was Chris Dobbs, our deputy chief. And I'm in shock. I start brushing my teeth. I'm in my closet praying, trying to find something to wear. My wife's screaming, "What are you doing?" I said, "I don't know." Mm-hmm. And she said, "Well, you need to get there." And I remember getting in the car and driving straight to the scene. I was met by some officers that were telling me Rob's status. I climbed up in the ambulance with him and just was talking to him and encouraging him. He's complaining about his head hurting. I'm like, wonder why. Anyway, and I stayed with him until he went on the helicopter and was flown to Grady.
It's definitely a morning the whole community is going to remember forever. And, you know, you talk about kind of just go through the motions even when you're in shock like that. And I'm sure that's what it was. It was a complete shock. And Stephanie, what about you? I know I've heard you share a little bit about that morning.
It was the Monday after spring break. So Rob was on duty that night. And just like always, right before I went to bed the night before, I sent him a text that I was going to bed. And he said he loved me. And I said, I love you too, to be safe. The next morning, we have a German Shepherd that lives inside with us. Her name is Lucy, and she does not like loud noises. So there were several sirens going up and down the road, and I couldn't get her to go out. So my alarm was also set for 4:30, and I was trying to get her out off of the porch to use the restroom. And I finally got her out, got her back in, and I started running on the treadmill. And then Rob's Lieutenant Brad Easterwood called and told me to meet him at our man cave door. And I thought that Rob had forgotten something, or the night before he had grilled for his team. I thought that he might need to drop off his coolers. He's very passionate about his coolers and the things he uses to pull apart meat. So I just thought it was any other day. Well, I got to the door, and Brad was there along with Greg Falls, the day shift lieutenant. And I knew something was wrong. I never thought in a million years that would be something that would happen to our family, but I kind of went into shock too. They told me to wake up Grady, that they were going to drive us to the hospital. And so I went and I woke up our son, and I went to try to change my clothes. And then I kind of was standing in the closet, and Grady came and asked me what I was doing. And I said, I don't know. And he was like, Mom, we've got to go. And so I just threw on a coat and went to the hospital with them. So it was a terrifying morning, but God's grace abounds. There were prayers going up for our family, and we are so grateful.
Yeah, I'm sure having a husband in the line of duty and being the chief of police, you both, you know, you know something like this is very likely to happen at some point, but you don't expect it. In that moment, it's very unexpected. And Sergeant Holloway, I know the injuries you suffered were extensive, and I know trauma like that does a lot to your memory, but what can you recall from that day, if anything?
I can't recall much and can't say much due to an ongoing investigation, but Miss Claudia, I can tell you this. During therapy, I was at the Shepherd Center, and my wife Stephanie was having to tell me, hey, we're in therapy, and I was arguing with the therapist, I don't need to be here. There's nothing wrong with me. You don't understand. We had just gotten back from New Jersey. We went to Atlantic City, and I said, I'm supposed to be going to Atlantic City. You don't understand. And we were arguing back and forth with the therapist. And I said, you don't understand. I'm a police officer. I'm not supposed to be here. And the severity of what happened hadn't set in with me yet of what was really going on. And I just kind of, it took me a while for me to realize it as well. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So did they have to kind of retell you everything what happened and explain it?
Yes, ma'am, they did. My wife would have to talk to me a lot to get me settled down. My best friend was Brad Easterwood, like my wife Stephanie was talking about. Well, several times I kept saying I'm going to have to call him because I'm going to be late. I can't be late to work. And we would call Brad, and he would say, Rob, you're okay. Get some rest and therapy. You've been shot in the head. You know, quit worrying about work. Just focus on getting healed up in therapy.
And Stephanie, what was that like for you? You know, reliving that over and over, trying to explain to him what had happened and the gravity of the situation. I'm sure that was hard as well.
I think it was a little difficult, but I was just grateful he was alive. We're very thankful he's alive, and if I have to explain it every day for the rest of our lives, then that's what I'll do. I'm just thankful that he's here with us.
Yeah, so you went to Grady. That was the first step, and the recovery process started from there. So what were those first few weeks like starting recovery?
Miss Claudia, it was very hard. I was very emotional. I cried every day. Just getting out of bed to start with, I would cry. My wife would have to help me get dressed, use the restroom, would have to help me put on my shoes. We would do a lot of praying to the Lord. And I don't want to say, why has this happened to me, God? Because not because I doubted our Lord, but it's just, you know, what's going on that this has happened. I don't understand, you know. And the recovery process began to become a little bit easier as I went around. I felt like the road was being paved for me as I would get going. But there was far greater challenges than me. Prayers, we serve a mighty God, and the prayers, I could feel them, and they were helping me and helping me with God, and there was hope for me. One day the doctor told my wife I would never be able to stand up or run. And I had a therapist, her name was Jessica, very great therapist, down to earth, would laugh and cut up. She asked me one day, I said, look, I just want to stand up and hold my wife. I was in a wheelchair, and she helped me one day when we were at the nurse's desk helped me stand up and hold my wife, and it was the greatest feeling ever. We both wept and wrapped our arms around each other. And Miss Claudia, I can't express. I mean, when you think you ain't ever gonna do that again, you know, it's just a great feeling.
Yeah, sometimes those small steps forward when you go through something like that where you feel like everything's taken away, those are the biggest triumphs. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy, and we will be right back to hear about the amazing recovery story of Sergeant Rob Holloway. Stay tuned.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice Program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Sarah Claudia Kane here with our wonderful, amazing, inspiring guests. We have Sergeant Rob Holloway, his wife Stephanie, and Carrollton Chief of Police Joel Richards. So right before the break, we were talking about Sergeant Holloway when you went to Grady and you started this recovery process and therapy, talking about some of the biggest challenges and some of the other people that you were able to meet there and what they were going through. Talk a little bit about that, because I think what you have to say, it says a lot about you and your faith and your strength.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Claudia. We take a lot of things for granted. Just being able to read, being able to see, being able to hear, being able to walk. As I said, just being able to stand up and hold my wife right before the break, you know, I never thought in my life I would be able to do that. I would look around the room and I would be in tears just looking at people, knowing that the faith they would have, to know that they were going to extend past the hole that they were in or the trench. And to them, they might have not thought that. They might have said, hey, this is life as we know it, and this is great, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had respect for them because they're in there doing it. And to me, I'm complaining about having to go to therapy, and they can, you know, hey, if I just want to do this, how much longer am I going to be here? And for them, this might be a home to them. And you know, like I said, I'm not allowed to talk about some of the stories I would hear or some of the things I would see, but it was very heart-touching. And to know that the faith that they had, that they just kept looking forward and never gave up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, it says a lot about you, because here you are, you were shot in the head and you have all these injuries, but being able to look around and know that there's other people who are in worse situations than you. And I think that says a lot about you, and maybe one of the reasons you were able to recover so well is because you had that attitude and you said, well, look at everything I still have. And so let's talk a little bit about the biggest challenges that you faced during recovery. I know you mentioned some of them, just, you know, having to kind of relearn how to do a lot of things, but what were some of those biggest challenges?
I have a son, his name is Grady. He turned 18. In May, and the event happened in April. I missed my son's 18th birthday. I missed his honors night. I missed his prom. This was his first prom, and his last summer at home before he went off to college, and graduation. His graduation as well. But I will tell you, we serve a mighty God, and then it's great having great friends. I would ask several of my police officer friends and people of our community, hey, please send officers to my son's graduation. Let him know that he is loved. And they would show up in full uniform and take care of that for me and send me photos and videos. And it was very heart touching. And I mean, it meant so much to me for them to show up in uniform and to see him smiling. It was very heart touching. But people don't realize when you're holding that bundle of joy when they are first born, you think of 18 years from now, where are they going to be? They're graduating high school, their prom, their senior awards, things like that. You don't realize what can affect that, but it's just like COVID the past years. Thank goodness for technology, being able to FaceTime people. That's really helped me FaceTiming our chief. Like, we would laugh when I'd FaceTime him and when I'd FaceTime other people. Thank goodness for that technology, because it's like when two couples have a baby and the parents can't come because of COVID, they FaceTime while they're holding the baby. And, you know, that's how you have to adapt and overcome by mm-hmm. things, or stand by a window and hold the baby so they can see it. But yeah. that was how we were able to get through it and work through it. And God, you know, shows you ways and gives you ways, and just keep the faith.
Yes, that's a very good word, especially now, and things are still challenging, but looking for those ways. And I know that time loss was hard, but I'm sure your son would say that he's just glad that he's got you now and many, many, many more years and milestones for you to enjoy with him.
Yes, ma'am.
And we know you faced a lot of trials, but we also know God is good. And in the midst of those trials, you've had some triumphs. So what would you say have been some of the most rewarding moments during your recovery?
Helping others, just by witnessing or giving my testimony to them and letting them know, don't give up, never give up. My sister-in-law, her name is Susan Reese, and she gave me a bracelet. The red bracelet I wear says, never, never give up. And Ivy Cole gave me one that says 229 strong. That meant to me, never give up. If people, now I'm not perfect by no means, I want that to be known, but if people can just see the faith that I have, that's giving them faith as well, and see what God is doing for me, doing for my wife, doing for our family. The Shepherd Center is the best care available. And when I got in bed one night, I looked at a parking deck outside and it was well lit up. God told me to go run in that parking deck. I mean, it's like one of the parking decks here in the city, the City of Carrollton parking deck, well lit up, but I knew I wouldn't ever get out of that hospital. Like, they were so strict about things. The next day I had physical therapy, and I told my physical therapist, I said, hey, I've got to go run. I've got the strength and the endurance and the mentality. I want to go run. She says, well, give me until this afternoon. Then she took me to the mid-level of the facility that had a track in it, and my wife was the pace car for me to kind of slowly walk, kind of run around for me, and end up jogging around the track. And keep in mind, they told my wife I would never walk or run, stand up. Of course, we both broke down.
Pushed you there in a wheelchair, and then he ran around the track.
So he had to be pushed there in a wheelchair, but then you just got up and started running?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
If you think about your feet when you're running, they're not on the ground at the same time. Mm-hmm. You have one that is on the ground, then you have one that is up in the air. So we kind of worked on that before we got started, just swinging one leg back and then moving one leg forward to help me get started. And, I mean, within 20 minutes, I was jogging around the track, which meant a lot to me, and broke down in tears. And that's when it was a very spiritual moment for me and my wife, and it's helped me give my testimony even stronger. I feel for people to, hey, never give up on something. Just because somebody tells you you can't do something, don't give up.
Yeah, and I can imagine how big of a moment that was. You know, after I lost my sight, every little thing that I accomplished, no matter how small it was, brought a smile to my face. And I know that meant a lot to you. And, you know, listening to God's voice in that moment, telling you to go run, even though it might have seemed like a crazy idea, it's amazing what he allows you to do when you have that faith. So I thank you so much for that faith, and I thank you for sharing. We're going to take one more break to hear from our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy, and we will be right back with our guests here on Community Voice.
Journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an Academy Honor Code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond.
I'm Patrick Urian, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain or to visit us at oakmountain.us. Come celebrate 60 years of excellence with us.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. It has truly been a blessing this morning to have Sergeant Rob Holloway, his wife Stephanie, and Chief Joel Richards in with us as our guests. And we are going to jump right back in because Sergeant Holloway has so many wonderful, inspiring things to share. And so you spoke a little bit before this last break about how you were told, because of your injury to the right hemisphere of your brain, all these things that you wouldn't be able to do. You wouldn't be able to move the left side of your body or walk or run. And you proved all of those prognoses wrong. And you and your family refused to accept them. How did you keep moving forward when it felt like all the odds were against you?
His spirit helped me. I prayed daily. Sometimes even nightly when I was wanting to give up or something would become hard. Believe it or not, just button up a button-up shirt would be hard for me. Tying my shoes, things that we would do on a daily basis. I would talk to my wife, shaving. We would pray about it. Of course, I would get emotional over it and become frustrated. Prayers and support of our community. People would send me text messages, cards. They would show people would from the PD would call and check on me. That meant a lot. You know, when you work for a community that is pouring out love into you, that is just so touching. And Carrollton is my life. Carrollton I grew up in. I graduated from Carrollton High School. I wanted to work for Carrollton PD when I got hired on. I mean, it's the only place I was wanting to be, and Carrollton has meant so. Carrollton means so much to me. And, it, you know, you go to other places and, oh, you work for Carrollton, or, oh, you're from Carrollton. We've been heard of. You know, it's not like it's just somewhere, you know, a blip on the map. Mm-hmm. Prayers and support of our family means a lot to me as well. My mom, my sister-in-law, and my mother-in-law, and my friend of my mom's would reach out to me and we'd FaceTime, and there would be times where they would come and see me. You know, it's just little things like that that would mean something. Don't ever let someone tell you that you cannot do something. Philippians 4:13, for all, I'm sorry, my throat's getting, for all things through Christ strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I'm sorry, excuse me, my sinus infection. It's a commute.
I'll speak a little bit to it while you cough a little. Get you some water. I think that we really spent a lot of time in God's Word. This changed who we are to the core. And whenever we were feeling down, it would like we would get a text message with scripture or a song or something uplifting that would give us hope. Our son's favorite verse is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I think that's what he was alluding to, in that the doctors may tell us we can't, but God's word tells us we can. Mm-hmm. The doctor said that you are not going to be able to do these things, or you don't need to do these things, but the Bible says that through God all things are possible. Yes. And is there anything too hard for God? And so we've got to focus more on what God's word says instead of what everybody's saying around us. And I think that has sparked his recovery. And between focusing on God's word and trusting what it says more than what everybody else is telling us, and then the encouragement and the prayers and support of our family and this community, I think that's what kept him going.
Mm. I love that so much. I was so touched when I heard you both speak and you started listing all those scriptures. You would list what the doctor said, and then you would give a scripture that kind of gave you hope to move past those, you know, dim prognoses that you were given. So it's amazing how much strength God can give us and how much peace can come from prayer. And how much strength does come from the community. That support system is so important no matter what you're going through. And I know, being a Carrolltonian myself, this community is very, very amazing. It's very different than many other places. And I know there's not one person, I think, that will forget April 12th. And I know the community support has meant a lot to you. So talk a little bit about that. Some of the things, I know you alluded to it before, some of the things the community's done.
First off, I'd like to say thank you for surrounding our family in prayer, love, financial resources, donations, gift cards, a roof and a bathroom, meal trains and a driveway. Those things there have really helped us lift a burden off us and our family. Not only that, we don't have to go out, but it's provided support to us. And I feel like it also shows the community, well, hey, if I could do this and help them in just one way, and next thing you know, they were paid by God, you know, giving them something, by just giving them an offering to be able to support somebody else, and he blesses them times 10 and more, or whatever the blessing may be, and it might be something that they needed help with, and then they're blessed and beyond that. And that's to me what love is all about, and being blessed, and God will take care of you. And I want to touch on something real quick. You were talking about our support system, but in the Philippians 4:13, but the faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. But think of what that does on helping me stand up. You know, I had faith in God and being able to stand up. That was that little faith that of a mustard seed helped me run, helped me stand up. Having that faith is what took care of me in God. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share that. I didn't get to.
Yes, and people are seeing that faith you have, and it's touching. You don't even know how many lives. So it's just going to grow and grow like that little mustard seed. So it's amazing what God can do.
The day that we got to come home on July 14th, I know we had to go back the next day, but being able to come home and see all of the support of the community. Carrollton is a very special place. Like you said, it's not... It's rare to have a community that surrounds its members with the level of support that we did. And we felt like we were in a presidential motorcade coming home from Shepherd on the 14th. It was extraordinary. It was like we were in the 4th of July parade. Everybody was out around the square. It was such a blessing. There were signs all over the place, blue ribbons all over the place. And just knowing that there are that many people, even those that you've never met, supporting you, it was a huge blessing and a huge source of encouragement. And like Robbie said, we do want to thank everyone publicly. I've been trying to send thank you cards out, but there's just so many things that were done for our family that we don't even know. And so our prayer is that God richly blesses you for blessing us. I know that we are blessed to be a blessing, and so we're trying to bless others as you all have blessed us, but we just really want to say thank you, because it means a lot, and it's helped get us through this time in our lives. there was a ton of people that would send us messages on Facebook about how Rob had pulled them over one time, but he had been professional, and it had really made them think and clean their lives up. Or I had a former student that reached out to me and said that Rob busted a door down and saved him from taking his own life one day. So those kind of messages like that truly gave us hope that if one life was changed because of Rob's story, then this whole thing was worth it.
Well, so. I know, Sergeant Holloway, as a community, we all thank you. You put your life on the line for us, and I think anybody could say the least we could have done is welcoming you home, sending a meal, or sending a prayer. So we thank you. We're out of time, but we thank you for your sharing. We thank you for your amazing, amazing faith.
Thank you, Miss Claudia, and thank you for having me and Chief Joel Richards on along with my wife.
Thank you so much, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time on Community Voice.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.